Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yeah, so I just found out that your company has been charging me $59.80 for the last 2 years, and I have no knowledge of any type of subscriptions or membership of any type. That I never got any emails about it, never got anything in the regular mail about it, and I've been being charged by your company all of this money for all of these years. Now I had to go and find, you know, my bank actually told me what was going on here, so I had to close my account down, open up a new account, get a new debit card, do all that crap all over again because people were taking money out of my account. It hasn't been the first time. I got hit again besides you already this month. But anyhow, I need to get my money reimbursed, but you have to put it back on my new card now since I had to cancel my old card.
Okay, well, let me get it pulled up here just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your first and last name and your mailing address for me?
Yes, it's Michael Potapowicz, and my address is 26 Young Brave Trail in Goldsboro, Pennsylvania, 18424.
Thank you, and bear with me one quick moment while I get this pulled up. Thank you for being patient on that hold. And so it looks like you were charged for the Bi-Tub, and that is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Craftsman in a raffle. And yeah, I also see here that this was canceled. Let me see. So what I can do for you, because it is a valid charge because there were terms and conditions you would have had to read that stated about the $59.89 charge and also about the Bi-Tub app, and it was for the chance to win the Craftsman in a raffle. So what I can do for you is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That's fine. Whatever. Just give my money back.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do that refund for you. Let me see. So it looks like it went through successfully, even though you don't have the same card. So it's not going to go back to that card. As long as you still have the same account, then you should be receiving that refund fine.
All right. The account number should be the same, but my debit card number was changed.
Okay. And so that refund, it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could do for you?
Yes. Well, in addition to that, they also told me that Daily Fitness Plan has been charging me $59.80 for the last 2 years. That's been coming up because I got a whole page worth of disputes that they're sending me in the mail. They showed it to me online how many times every month these have been taken out, because there's no way to me to find out that I'm getting charged these bills because I don't get a paper statement. I only go in by what I call in. So if I call in and they're telling me I have $110 on Friday, and then I call back on Saturday to make sure that balance is still in there, and then it's gone, I have no way of knowing who took out what and when or where, because I don't have a paper statement, and it doesn't tell you. So that's one thing. But, yeah, they've been taking out $59.80 for the last 2 years, according to my bank.
Well, and what is the amount of that charge? Was it the $59.89?
There was one for $59.80 last Saturday, and then before that, a Friday was $39.95, and then the month before that was another $59.80, and then the month before that was another $59.80 on the 14th of the month, And then before that, there was another $59.80 taken out on the first of that month. And then the month before that, it just keeps going. 2 years worth, believe that. You've been charging me for 2 years, $60 a month, and I have no clue why.
Okay, well, I'm not seeing that here. All I'm able to see is that you were charged once for the $59.89, and that was on May 7th. I'm not seeing any year charges for a year.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. This place is the same as the Daily Fitness. It's the same person that's taking money out of my account. That's the bank. I just got off the phone with them before I called here, and that's what they told me. So it's the same. You, the same people, or the same ones. It's tied in together that you're taking out that amount of money. So I got hit for $99.75 last Saturday altogether, not just the $59.80, but there was another $39.95 taken out, which is also taken out by you guys from Daily Fitness Plan, which I never subscribed to. So that money needs to be go back into my account, and I need to cancel that subscription so I'm not being charged anymore because I never applied for it to begin with. Never. I have no reason to be doing no fitness in. I don't do no diets. It's nothing like that.
Okay, well, I understand. Well, yes, sir. So since we can only assist in this charge, I have gotten this canceled and refunded for you. I wouldn't be able to assist in any other charges because we're not able to see that here.
Well, if you got a mailing address, I'll send you a copy of my dispute form that's coming from my credit card, and that way you can see it for yourself. You can see all the charges, all the dates, and all the amounts. Because I can send that into you. I have a copy of it made, and I'll send that into you so you can see it.
Shut the fuck up.
So, okay, so I can see.
Well, let me see what we can do here as far as that. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You can get yourself a $1,000 chainsaw.
Yeah, better get my money back. At least at least 55 will come back, but there's still that 39 out there that they took, and then all these other ones. Mall fucking every month for the last 2 years. I can show you the form they sent me.
I don't need to see.
You can see it. Bam, 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 bam. And 1 month, I got hit twice.
Okay, well, thank you for being patient. I'm still checking into that for you. Just bear with me just a few more quick moments.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for being patient on that hold. So I did try to get that information located for you. I'd used the first six and the last four digits of your card, your old card. And the only information that I'm seeing here is the May 7th charge that we just got refunded and canceled for you. So with that information not showing, we would have to assume it was a different company that charged you. And the only thing that we could recommend is getting in contact with your bank. Because with me using the first six and the last four digits of that card, if there were additional charges that we had charged you, it definitely would have shown with me using the card number. But I'm not seeing anything here.
This code number is the number that came up on all of them. The lady on my credit card, she said, this is the number. The same number I just called you on is this. You're the same person. The same, not you generally, but your company is the same people as Daily Fitness and the same people as this Strepco place, because it all ties together. And this is the only phone number that came to each one of those charges that I was charged. This phone number was attached to it. So all those 59, 90, 80s or whatever for the last 2 years, this is the number that appeared to each one of those charges that I didn't even know about until I found out last Saturday about what was going on. And then I had to change everything and, you know, all that. So, but yeah, they're sending me the paper with all the dates and all the times that I was charged, all that money. And they want me to dispute that, which I'm doing. And I'm going to make a copy of it, and I can send it to your headquarters, to your main boss, so they can see it from themselves, all the dates and the times that I was charged and the number that this is tied to, and hopefully we can get this resolved.
Okay. Well, as far as that, sir, again, I'm not sure what we can do, because, again, with me using the first six and the last four digits of that card that was charged and nothing showing, we would have to assume it was a different company, because the only charge that I'm seeing is the one for May 5th. I'm sorry, it was May 7th. And if we had additional charges, just like we're able to see the May 7th charge, we would have been able to see the charges from a year ago as well. So that's why
the credit card saying that they're not wrong. They know exactly where the money's going, and that's what they said. They sent me the thing in my email, every charge that I was charged for the last 2 years by the company. That's what I'm saying. I have the proof.
Right.
They're
well,
saying it is. It's on their computer. It's just like a credit, you know, credit place. They got you nailed. Whatever comes out of your account is in the computer. So they printed it out. They emailed it to me. So I should be able to email it to you guys, and that dispute should be able to be handled by your corporate management or whoever does that in their department.
Right, and I'm sure they aren't wrong, but merchant numbers do get recycled very frequently, and so we would have to assume that maybe it was the wrong number, because, again, with me putting the card number here and nothing showing, that is what we would have to assume.
Yeah. So, all right, I'll call you guys. When I get the paperwork and everything, I'll call you guys back, and then I'll read off each date and each charge and see if you can find it then on the computer, and whatever a number that's attached to that charge, there's always a number of some sort, and I can show you guys, or I can read it to you. Then maybe you can find it.
Okay. Well, as of right now, this has been canceled and refunded for you. Again, that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could look into for you?
No, that's it. That's fine for now. I'll just get the papers and I'll call you guys back.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support, and have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right.